This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday, pushing to get more aid into Gaza while urging Hamas to accept a deal that would halt fighting and bring some hostages home from the enclave. Blinken said it's time for a ceasefire in Gaza.
We're determined to get a ceasefire that brings the hostages home and to get it now. And the only reason that wouldn't be achieved is because of Hamas. There is a proposal on the table, and as we've said, no delays, no excuses. The time is now, and the time is now long past due to bring the hostages home to their families.
Israel is the final stop on Blinken's Middle East tour, his seventh visit to the region, which was plunged into conflict on October 7th when Hamas attacked southern Israel. A controversial abortion law went into effect in the U.S. state of Florida, dropping the state's 15-week ban to a 6-week ban. Now, after 6 weeks of pregnancy, the procedure will be illegal. Dr. Lee Roberts is a reproductive endocrinologist and fertility specialist. She says some doctors refuse to work under the new law.
I know that there are definitely OBGYNs who are moving out of state. We're going to have less access to care for our general population, even if it's just basic maternity care or normal OBGYN care, because people are leaving.
Floods and landslides across Kenya have killed 179 people since March, with hundreds of thousands forced to leave their homes, the government said Wednesday, as dozens more were killed in neighboring Tanzania and Burundi. Torrential rain and floods have destroyed homes, roads, bridges, and other infrastructure across the region. This is VOA News. Police in the U.S. state of California deployed in force on the University of California in Los Angeles, called UCLA, on that campus on Wednesday morning after Israel supporters attacked a camp set up by pro-Palestinian protesters. Witness footage from the scene showed people wielding sticks or poles to attack wooden boards being held up as a makeshift barricade to protect the pro-Palestinian protesters, some of whom held placards or umbrellas. Greece is boosting firefighting efforts to cope with the rising heat risk as their fire season officially begins. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Under pressure to cope with the impact of rising temperatures, Greece's emergency response planners are shifting tactics this summer. They'll be relying more heavily on specialized units to fight wildfires. Airborne teams, many with training in other EU member states and the US, are tasked with flying into fire-hit zones to try and outflank the advancing flames. Greece is doubling the number of special unit firefighters after the warmest winter on record, and with temperatures reaching 86 degrees Fahrenheit in late March. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
People in Sudan have been resorting to extreme measures as a hunger crisis spreads amid a year-old war, while aid agencies warn of the risk of famine. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
As starvation set in amid Sudan's year-long civil war, Lina Mohamed Hassan's family resorted to extreme measures to survive.
The children were collecting tree leaves and eating them. They took mango leaves and ate them.
The Famine Early Warning Systems Network, a global authority on food insecurity, reported in March that areas of Khartoum are at risk of famine. And it's not just the capital. With the conflict between the army and the RSF showing no sign of abating, hunger and starvation is spreading across the country. At some refugee camps in North Darfur, residents, medics and aid workers say people have resorted to eating soil and leaves.
That was Reuters' David Doyle reporting. British authorities have started to detain migrants in preparation for them to be sent to Rwanda in the next 9 to 11 weeks, the government said on Wednesday, laying the groundwork for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's flagship immigration policy, a law to pave the way for sending asylum seekers to Rwanda if they arrived in Britain without permission, was approved by Parliament in April, and Sunak wants the first flights to take off in July. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.